Floor Dominion Tower, downtown Newport News. Recorded live at the Honey Badger Den, it's the Expensive Cheese Cheap Cracker Podcast with your host, Wicked Child and Doss Truffin. On the show this week, we've got politics, politics, and racist pricks. And now, they don't know the meaning of the word self-promotion, Wicked and Doss.
All right, we're good. You sure we're good?
We're real good.
So good.
So good.
Welcome to the show.
We're so for real.
Welcome to the show. It's your boy.
Yes.
Doss Truffin and your homie, Wicked Child. Two niggas just gonna talk a hole in your head for approximately an hour.
Cause we getting bad. We getting back to being a bi-weekly show.
Yeah, cause somebody keeps going out of town. I ain't gonna mention no names, but I'm gonna get real quiet.
Well, like. We're just really poor at planning.
Yeah, we basically do like the cutesy couple shit where it's like, no, you call me, no, you call me, no, you call me, okay.
And the end result, you ain't got no show.
You ain't got no show because like I said, I had to do the anime week in Atlanta, and then last weekend I went to Raleigh where we're supposed to try our first Skyped long distance show. But I fucked that up again.
But like a long-distance relationship, that shit just don't work.
It just don't work. I mean, you know, well, speaking from experience, my experience, they don't work. But from your experience, they flourish in there, daddy.
Touche.
And I'm so proud of you. So proud of you. But,
transfer that shit from a long-distance relationship to an actual relationship.
I know, right? Nick got his apartment and everything. That's what's up. Yes. But, so, yeah, in the past 2 weeks, Wicked, since you normally the short one, hit me. What you done the past 2 weeks?
Actually, been doing quite a bit, but most of us been watching movies. We go talk about some movies and some TV like we a topical podcast.
Oh, shit. We topical, Nyago.
Yes. But overall, work. Like my standard shit.
Mm-hmm. Still got a job.
Still got a job.
Still got a job. That's all that matter.
Keeping that job, 2K15.
Keeping a job, 2K15.
Yes.
Print it.
But had a little bit of an adventure today though with my local pizzeria.
Oh shit! Don't
Pizza
them.
Hut.
Oh damn! I was gonna say don't plug them.
Hold on.
Put them on blast.
It ain't gonna be a plug in a couple minutes.
What had happened with the pizza of the hut?
So I went to order that shit online because you know motherfuckers don't be using the phone. But interneted in an order.
Interneted in an order. Got it.
Got for a large pizza, 3 topping.
Yeah.
Got pepperoni, bacon, not pepperoni, bacon, pepperoni, ham, mushroom, wrong potted pig, and an order of boneless wings.
So that sounds amazing.
Yeah. It would have been a nice meal.
It would have been.
Would have been. Yeah.
What do you mean it would have been?
So they said an hour, which fucking pizza, that's only 15 minutes away from me. So it's like, that's.
Bitches.
That seems kind of steep, but whatever. I had the money on the door, ready to give a tip. So 45 minutes pass, they're here.
Yay.
We only know this because we went out. We figured they wouldn't be here for an hour, so we went out to 7-Eleven, got us a drink.
Hell yeah.
Came back. They was outside. I was like, all right. And then he reaches and says, yeah, they forgot to put your wings in the bag.
Whoa. See, now pause. If they forgot, it's not about they forgot. You should have known as a delivery driver to verify your fucking order.
And he still said, this is an order for pizza and wings. This feels awful light. Maybe I should check this.
Yeah, I mean, no, like, because I delivered pizza for Domino's before I joined the Navy, and that was the job of a delivery driver to verify.
Because the last thing you want is an angry customer.
Yeah, then you ain't get no fucking tip, so what's the point?
Well, you know, I tried to be a good patron. He was there in 45 minutes, even if, something was amiss. So I was a dumbass and tipped him.
I mean,
in cash. That was the worst part.
I mean, it's habit for me, it's like, oh, well, I tipped the pizza delivery driver, and then when he walks away, you probably was like, shouldn't have gave him shit.
But, I figured, all right, he was here promptly, he'll probably bat my wings promptly. This is 4:45, 5:30 rolls around.
Still no sign of wings.
No wings to be seen.
Shit.
5:38 rolls around. I'm like, I'm going to go ahead and call them. We're very sorry. He is on his way now. We're going to, call us when he gets here. We're going to take some off your order.
Yay.
All right. 6 o'clock rolls around.
Shit.
I called back about 40 minutes after, so it was like 6:15, something like that. I'm like, I placed the order 2 hours ago. He's like, she said, all right. And she made it sound like the shit never got cooked or something, but like, all right, we can go ahead and bring them out to you. Or we could just comp your entire, you know, food purchase.
Comp my shit.
Yeah, except I'm still at my $5.
It's true.
Yeah. And I don't know if he's going to acknowledge, oh, yeah, he gave me cash. He probably pocketed that shit.
Yeah, he's like, and they don't need to know I got tipped.
Nope. And the pizza tasted like it had been sitting for a little while.
Damn, nigga.
So I could have went to 7-Eleven and got me some sitting pizza.
Yeah, seriously. Man, damn. Yeah, it was eventful. Leading up to the show. It was setting a sad tone for the evening.
At least I got it in before you got here.
Oh, shit.
Yes.
What? Damn it. Don't tell me that. You're not supposed to have sex in the studio.
Hey, why do you think I'm all casually attired?
Good point. I'm looking all fancy with my sweet raccoon scarf given to me by one Dustin Berman and motherfucking skinny jeans that are actually my size, so they're skinny, and sweet shadow foot wraps, and my boy rolled up to the whip to get the equipment out and house clothes, and so is his lady. And I'm like, they might have been asleep. Wait a minute. They're young adults.
Is one and one coming together?
One and one came together, and that made monkey time.
That's right. Jungle love. Oh, we.
So besides monkey time and getting fucked on the pizza order, what else you had going on?
I should have just went to the damn 7-Eleven, got me that $5.55 meatloaf.
You should
have. I'd have got this shit quicker.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, but son. Alas.
Other than that.
Like, last couple weeks, been watching a lot of American Horror Story.
Yeah, I love that show.
While watching the first season.
Yo, the first season is still my favorite one. I've seen every season.
That shit starts falling apart quick, though.
What? Nigga.
I'd say for me, it falls apart about Rubber Man.
Dude, Rubber Man is where it ramped up. I was like, oh, yes, shit getting weird. It's my shit right now. Who is Jungle Jim 666?
No, but... and maybe it was because I semi had it spoiled for me.
Oh.
Because I was looking at the show descriptions on Netflix as we were watching them. Because I'm trying to watch it legitly so that, you know, the creators know people are watching my shit.
Yeah, you know, it's a good show.
Yeah. Because, you know, any time that, like, if I can listen to stuff, I'll listen to it on Spotify instead of downloading it or, you know, just so the creators are actually still getting their little piece of it. Yeah, so they're still getting it in a little bit.
You know what I'm saying? Like, us, you know, yeah. We creators. So it would be some bullshit to keep pirating shit when we're making content.
Pirating free shit.
Exactly.
But, so, like, because, you know, it's pretty obvious that, you know, do I need to say spoilers on a 4-year-old show?
No. You know, if you ain't watched American Horror Story, fucking Murder House yet, you.
Then again, I just finally watched. But anywho, you know, it's revealed that, you know, it's Rubber Man, he feed inside that lady.
Yeah.
And, like, episode, I want to say, the next, like, two episodes after that, it's talking about Constance wanting Tate's baby. It's like, oh, that must mean he Rubber Man. Although, I mean, he was in the suit a few episodes, like, six episodes.
Yeah, dude, no. Like, it isn't like, oh, yeah, you know, I saw it coming the whole time. Like, besides, you know, old boy who had the rubber suit and him, I'm like, who the fuck else is it going to be? Like, it was down to them two, in my opinion.
Well, no, I thought it was going to be Constance's husband that she murdered.
Oh, shit.
Because, you know, he kind of a sexual deviant.
True. They did take me for a curve, though, when... Yeah true. True. Well, I'm not saying, like, it was, like, oh, super apparent, but I'm like...
But, like, they try to make it like he raping for a good cause.
But he is dumb. He's raving out of the commitment to the family.
You know, this old lady from the 20s, she want baby. And these homos, they ain't going to be bringing home no baby. So I got to go make me one. This bitch right here, he's about to get it.
He's looking out for the ghost crew, dog.
Yeah.
It's all about squad.
The ghost chill crew.
The ghost squad.
Yes. Anywho.
What movie did you watch? I mean, you told me you've been watching some topical shit. What movie you got me for?
Oh, no topical movies. We've been watching, like, I've been calling them Studio Ghibli's movies.
Oh, God. And as Miyazaki said, anime was a mistake.
Oh, damn, Splinter, why you got to be like that?
Well, no, yeah, like, I've seen Studio Ghibli fucking movies, and, you know, they're very good. It's very well written, extremely well animated.
Yeah.
And very much has that nice fantasy feel. Like, not like, oh, you know, fantasy as in robots or fantasy as in sci-fi. I was like, no, it's like magical, whimsical shit. And, you know, I'm down for it from time to time.
Howl's Moving Castle, I enjoyed, but I felt like there was missing some things. I actually bought that book for my girl.
Uh-huh.
It's just $5 on Amazon.
Hell yeah.
I haven't asked her if the book is better than the movie.
I mean, you know, but you'll find out when she tell you.
Yeah. Yeah, but Spirited Away, I was kind of...
Isn't that the one with the soot sprites and the little fire?
Soot sprites are a lot of them, but...
The fire thing and dude turned to a bird.
Yeah.
Shit. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, that's no, dude turned into a... That's Howl's Moving Castle.
Okay, which one's
Spirited Away? Actually, they turned into birds. A lot of people turned into birds.
That's the problem with Studio Ghibli for me. The two main ones run together.
Yeah,
narratively for me.
But my neighbor Totoro, which we got them Totoro pillows and
yo, what up,
Honey Badger Den. Also had a little soot sprites. That one was a decent little movie.
Yeah.
We also watched the last movie he made.
Which one was that?
When Marnie was there.
I gotta watch that one.
Yes. I got a joke, but it's semi spoiler.
Don't do that because I might have to watch it because you know Mrs. Truth Love that shit.
I'll tell the joke after you see it because I will never forget.
I work.
All right.
Work.
All right. So also, on the topical end, we watched the newest Steven Universe, because that's the thing we watched together.
I don't think I've watched a new one yet. Which one was... What was this one about? It'll jog the memory.
Peridot be pissing off Amethyst.
Peridot pissing off Amethyst.
She finally done pissing off Pearl. Now she's moving on to another gym.
Wait, Peridot. Peridot is the green one.
The green one, yeah.
She's pissing off Amethyst. Amethyst is a fucked up one, right?
Yeah. She does all the shapeshifting.
Yeah, but I haven't seen that one yet.
Yeah. It came out. It was released yesterday.
Yeah, you got me beat.
Yeah.
Go ahead, talk about it. It don't matter. Our listeners, our anime listeners will enjoy this, I'm sure.
Well, no, I ain't really got a lot of comment because it wasn't really a filler episode, but it wasn't like, oh my God.
This is plot.
Major revealing things happen. I mean, it's pushing the plot along. It wasn't like bringing it to a halt or anything, but.
It was just filler shit.
Yes. Now, that new season of American Horror Story.
Bruh, let me tell you. I'm digging it. They bring Lady Gaga will single-handedly bring vampires back.
Man, I got four things to say about the first episode.
Uh-oh.
Here we go. Unicorn Hold 2K15. Why the fuck Lady Gaga got to keep her panties on all the time?
T-shirt and her panties on?
Hey, well, that foursome scene, everybody else butt naked. Lady Gaga got a damn thong. Man, take that shit off.
I'm just saying, I mean, she don't got to be involved. She's Lady Gaga, man.
She goes topless, but she always got pasties on.
True.
If you happen to catch her, because her arm like to stay right firmly in front of them lady titties.
Lady titties on lady titties?
Yes. What was that? Let's see, unicorn hold. Why Lady Gaga got her panties on? Oh, that goes in with the that's a damn music video for I Want to Tear You Apart. That's yes. All that shit is.
Yes. Dude, it's all a good God Night song. The goths loved it. Everywhere on social media. As soon as that shit happened, I was like, well, I was going to look forward to something, but now I already know what it is because thank you, Facebook. Yes. Got to watch the next day.
Why are these motherfuckers playing Tetris? Xbox controllers.
Oh, shit. I didn't even catch that.
Oh, well, I won't promise they're Xbox, but they are definitely modern era controllers. And they're playing fucking Tetris on a screen that's split into three windows. What the fuck is that shit?
It's about the 80s, man.
Oh, no, it's the 80s again. I want to show lines in my head. I don't know if I've used that song yet. I will eventually.
Yes.
Let's see. What else? Oh, and the last one. Hotel California. Fucking really?
Dude. Really? Come on. That's an easy go-to.
I was like, Miss Child. I believe the words out of my mouth are fucking really.
It's in California. It's a hotel. It's an easy sale. It's an easy tie-in, man.
Fuck the Weagles, man.
Now, me personally, on that show, before I talk about my bi-weekly in review, I like the show just because it's not about like, oh, never saw that coming. Like, I like the fact two of the characters from the last season have fucking severely switched roles, and that's the model dude, because I watched, you've seen the second episode, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm from the second episode. I introduced the model guy. You haven't seen season 3?
Not yet, no.
Yeah. Basically, he plays a completely polar opposite. And since you've seen Murder House, you know the introduction of the young kid, rubber dude's character,
Max Millionaire.
Yeah, yeah, Max Millionaire. That motherfucker, like, it's complete polar opposite for the character
with that
he
fucking
played.
Pencil mustache.
Yes, pencil mustache. I'm thinking about cutting one. I'm thinking about getting one. I'm just saying, you can judge me vehemently if I start talking like I'm in the 50s.
I'm going to tell you, these Negroes keep taking our jobs.
You got to keep the Mexicans down because, you know, they got to know the place.
No, sir, it's the wetbacks. I got to put your pinky out.
And on that note, we were banned. Anyways. But, no, fucking, I dig it so far just because those two characters have been, like, my favorite for the past few seasons. For, like, just the show overall. And also because Lady Gaga is not very much, like Chappie. You seen Chappie?
I have not yet.
But you've heard enough of, what's the name of the artist? The rap artist.
Word.
Yeah, D'Antwoord.
Ninja being Ninja.
Yeah, yeah. Basically, they're written as themselves. Lady Gaga hasn't been written as herself. And it's funny as shit because somebody told me that she went to school for fucking acting and then became a musician because, you know, that's completely... Because she had stage fright. The reason she became a musician is because she had stage fright. Like, but yes, performing on stage, you know, that's nothing like acting.
She was fucking classically trained as a child, I believe.
Mm-hmm. But... Now she's in an acting role, and the first one I was like, okay, we get it, mysterious, ooh, are we going to keep her that way, we keep her one-dimensional and shit, but no, you know, she showed a little bit of range, not like, oh my god, the second episode solidified her acting prowess, no, it's just, she showed more than, I'm just spooky and mysterious and sexy, she showed more than that by being a bitch, in my opinion, and like reminiscing on her fast times in the 70s. Because everybody know the 70s were the best time to be a vampire.
That's right. Let me get some of that disco blood suck on. What was your favorite era? You know, I think I liked the drugs of the 70s. That was a good time to be me.
It was
always dark.
We were all vampires. And I'm like, you know what? I don't think they've ever said they're vampires yet on the show. I don't think she said outright that she's a vampire. I think the model dude assumed. Because she said virus.
And
she still hasn't said vampire.
And they said, like, who turned you?
Yeah. They've alluded really close to it, but they haven't said it yet. Yes. But,
And she was with Max Millionaires.
Yes. But I love that character so much just because it's so off the wall. I'm like, bro.
Would you like me to show you how I get high?
Yes. I was like, this is why I love him already.
What did he refer to drugs as?
Fuck. He basically said they weren't shit. You know what I mean?
No, but he had like a fucking slang term.
God damn it. I wish I'm going to have to go back and look to put on the social medias so I don't look like a dumbass. But
I just watched it, you know.
But yeah, so.
But I feel like he should have been talking like a speakeasy, hey?
He was damn near fucking close.
Please, wench, fetch me my vermouth.
But yeah, past American Horror Story and shows, you can tell that's what I've been doing the past 2 weeks. Once again, school. He works at school. Y'all should know this by now. Had my first critique. That shit was weird because on this critique, we weren't allowed to talk. Like, you know, every critique, people ask you questions, you respond, you talk about your work a little bit. No. People just talked about your work. You weren't allowed to say shit, and people weren't allowed to ask you about shit. So, very hard for your boy to do because I'm used to defending my work and guiding the conversation toward how I want my work to be, you know, accepted. Or perceived, and couldn't do that. But your boy got decent grip on oil painting to the point of like, oh, he's got the basics, like he's grasping the basics. Not, oh, I'm a master in no stretch of imagination. But critique went well. What else? Been skating a lot. Like I said, I went to Raleigh for skating and talk business shenanigans. There's some shit coming down the pipe. I ain't gonna fucking plug it on my own show, but it might pop up on the show social media. But
we need to do some shit for this show.
I need to.
We need to promote
we should,
at all.
Dude, we just do our own thing and pray that people listen to our shit like our nigga in Russia with Linux, you know. He holding it down every show consistently. That should be a design.
My nigga in Russia.
My nigga in Russia. But, no, like, talked about that shit, skated, and I learned one thing, because me and another friend I skate with locally, we were talking yesterday about the difference between friend Ryan, the last guest we had on the show, Ryan Timms, stayed a weekend with him, and he explained his approach to skating as far as, like, you set a plan, like, you wake up early, and you go do work, and, you know, you be productive. And I talked about this with a local friend, like local skater, and he was like, oh, well, you know, I really wish like we had the drive of Ryan. Like, I wish we skated more like him. I'm like, no. It's not about skating more. He just makes use of his fucking time. Like, he doesn't go out, like, locally, we go out, we session.
Skate smarter, not harder.
Yeah, basically. Like, we go out and we session, you know, like, oh, some cool shit look like it's about to go down, break out the camera. Like, no, he goes out with his sole intent of fucking filming. And that's something we don't have here. And it's not about, like, lack of spots, you know, comparatively to anywhere else. It's just he makes very well use of his time. And he's good at it, you know, as far as, like, oh, go out. Okay, we're leaving at this time. We're only going to go to these spots because I know we can get shit done at these spots and looks good on film at these spots. Not, oh, we're just winging it at the normal shit like we do locally. We just go to the spots we always go to. You know, something might go down. You know, camera will be rolling. But
We need to have him a permanent member on the show because we need some of that work ethic on the show.
Yeah, seriously. Like, fucking, his work ethic is top notch. And it's, but with me, I've always been apprehensive being a skater and being like, oh, you know, it's about skating, man. It's lightning in a bottle. You know what I'm saying? You can't plan that. But him,
you can't force that for you.
Yeah, he showed me that you can. You may not be able to force it, but you can plan that shit to like appear readily.
Yes.
As long as you fucking use your time effectively and spot selection, trick selection effectively versus, oh, I'm just going to session, you know, wear myself out and eventually something good will happen. And I'm like, nah, like that's not the way to go about it anymore. But skating aside, since I've bored the shit out of probably almost all of our listeners, school, skating.
EC3Cast, the official rollerblading podcast at 757.
Dude, first it was fucking DJ podcast. Now it's fucking rollerblading. But, yeah, like, I don't know. Like, I like the work. I like his work ethic when it comes to skating. And I feel like that, I think that's what sets him apart from him and other people like him, apart from other fucking skaters. And I think I should carry that over, you know, in my day-to-day life. Yes. As far as, like, I need to make sure to at least do these things instead of, you know, between YouTube and chill, I'll find some shit to do.
Oh, you're not even Netflix and chill? No. YouTube and chill?
YouTube and chill. Because when I watch Netflix, it puts people to sleep because I like fucking documentaries. Fuck you, they're cool.
We got some documentaries we need to watch.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, you gave me, like, two of them. Like, you told me two I should watch, but I forgot.
Oh, my damn.
Listen, man, YouTube takes up a lot of my time.
You have to watch the shit on YouTube, probably. That shit ain't on Netflix. You ain't learning how damn how Pink Floyd made Dark Side of the Moon on no damn Netflix.
Oh shit, I do need to watch that. We have talked about it numerous times. And every time you bring it up, I'm like, I'm going to watch it, and I don't watch it. Matter of fact, swear to it, on the show, right now, I'm going to watch the fucking Pink Floyd documentary so we could talk about it on the next show.
Yes.
Swearing to it. Because to the show, because I like the sound of my own voice after it gets posted.
Oh, speaking of which, I'd like to apologize to the listeners that get this shit on iTunes and Slacker. Because I don't know what I did, but apparently that shit did not capture the MP3 right, and that shit did not post. Now, if you're one of the people to get this show from the site, you straight. If you listen from the site, you straight.
Listen, iTunes, like most people who swore by it when they were like, oh, thank God you're on iTunes. Yeah,
any podcatcher didn't, I don't know what the hell I did wrong, but I fixed it because that shit's up there now.
So if you listen to this show that's actually going to be on time and you missed the last show.
Well, see, since
2 weeks ago. We ain't dead yet.
Yes. So now that I know that's an issue, I can check that shit Monday night to make sure that shit posted.
Good point.
Yes.
I mean Sunday night, or is it Monday night?
Monday night. It gets posted Monday morning. I can check it Monday night because it posts while I'm at work.
Cool.
Yes.
All right. So, guess that's enough. Week in review.
Yeah. Right there. We actually did some things. We actually had some discussion.
Yeah. Yes. It was a solid intro.
Solid intro. Yes. So we're gonna throw to our first song,
which is mine.
No, my song.
Your song?
Yes.
What you got?
Got some 1996 feels.
Oh, shit. Taking it back to good times. When music was good and men knew the place.
And white people were on the white station and black people on the black station. Actually, 90s kind of was like that, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Because the last big, I mean, every now and again, Lenny Kravitz broke through. But
yeah, he did. He tried. Bless his heart.
Yeah. But, well, you know, and every now and again, you get some, you know. Oh, God, what the fuck was that R&B group that used to do covers of, like, country songs. Actually, they weren't really doing covers. They just bought music from the same songwriter.
Oh, shit. I didn't know about this.
That they did, like, I Can Love You Like That.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. I think it was a white dude in that. So, every now and again, he had a white person on a black station. Anywho.
Yeah.
Anywho. The band is Funk Junkies, which most people probably have no idea who the fuck they are.
But you will now.
Yes. Because they got to tell you how me and your girl be booty shaking. One for the trouble, two for the time. Come on, girls, let's rock that.
On you girly like a trailer. The music is right. I got my dancing shoes on. And me and your girl is booty shaking. The music is right. I got my dancing shoes on. And me and your girl is booty shaking. Hey, well, hello, baby doll. How you doing? I was wondering if me and you could get together or whatever. You look so fine. I wish you were mine. Control when I'm in the hole. When I'm on top, it's down to business. I'll be the lawyer, you be the witness. Tall and thin with nice big hips. Long brown hair with the big red lips. That's what it takes to keep that pumping. But when I'm pumping, I keep pumping. Oh, yeah. Jumping, thumping like a jackrabbit. I'll be the junkie, you be the habit. Crack, smack, not the crank of the blow. I'll be the pimp and you be the hoe. The music is right. I got my dancing shoes on.
shout. We're gonna rock to the beat, gonna turn the party out. Me and my man Kirk, and we do work. We're gonna get on the beat, just go berserk. We got the free flow style, yeah, we're bumping wild. We've been around a month on the rock, roll, roll, rock, 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 second rank. All the man for you, you're gonna get respect. Here we come, 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 here we come.
We're back and we're black and black. Yeah, son. So we're going to talk about some shit that's going to make everybody not want to listen to the goddamn show.
Politics.
Politics. A pile of dicks known as politics. If you got social media of any way, shape, or form, you have commented or seen your friend comment or liked some very politically charged shit in the past 2 weeks because there was the Democratic debate.
Yes. Seen some things just within the last couple of months make you start questioning some friendships.
Oh yeah, like because it's one of the things, like, just like the rebel flag shit, you know, it severely polarizes people.
Yes.
You're either hot or you're cold, you know, there is no in between.
There are some of us that just don't give a rat's ass.
Yeah, like you.
But we going to hell don't matter what happens.
We are all corpses as far as I'm concerned. We all bones on the inside.
I'm gonna get that bone on the inside more often than others.
I mean, you know, hey now. So, the past few weeks I've seen, this isn't gonna be about the people commenting. This is gonna be about the issues. I prepared myself. Stop the motherfucking presses. So, like, all right, not really. It's gonna be some social issue shit, based on shit I've read. But if you listen to the show, hello, because I might say some shit that you might have posted about.
Oh shit.
So, yeah, like, one of the biggest things that was brought up was that Bernie Sanders had lost the Democratic debate. And I was
very... Why do people still say shit like that?
I was very much weirded out because I had seen social media exploding about... Like, those who are of the left side of the aisle, they were all about some Sanders.
My fucking grandma be loving Bernie Sanders.
That's surprising because your grandma probably white as hell.
Yes.
Jesus.
Very liberal.
Damn, son. But
she like giving out oils. Like, you don't need her. I got an oil for that.
But the weird thing was, it was like, oh, you know, like, everybody was like, oh yeah, you know, Sanders is awesome. He's wrecking it. He's killing the game. And then next day CNN came out. And apparently this has been pulled, so you might not be able to find it besides being screen caps and memes. But CNN pulled their first coverage of the show, saying that, well, of the debate, saying that Bernie Sanders lost to Hillary Clinton, because people started, they dug deep really quick when the announcement came out that CNN said that Hillary Clinton just destroyed Sanders on the issues. When people realized that Miss Hillary Clinton is funded by the same people who funded CNN, you know, surprise, surprise.
Conflict of interest?
Yeah, just a little bit. But that was like really weird. Like they jumped right on that shit like ASAP. Like people were already like on it. Like it wasn't like, oh, a few weeks, few months.
She can't catch a damn break, can she?
Dude, it seems like from all, because all my shit comes from social media because I'm lazy. I don't have cable and shit like that.
We that generation. Why should I watch the news or read exactly. the newspaper?
Oh, and I'll bring up another article come that I read, which you're going to hate me for. But the biggest
thing. It's all right. I can't hate you. You are more than I hate you already.
It's true. I hate you too, nigga.
I hate you too.
But
I dubstep you.
I dubstep you so hard. I'll dubstep with you any day. But the thing was that, and I'm going to say senator, and I forgot. I think Hillary Clinton is called senator as well, so I hope I say this right. So Senator Sanders, his whole thing was, you know, everyone knows what he's all about right now. Like, yeah. He's all about, you know, getting people to pay what they owe type shit. Like, when it comes to the upper hat, well, upper crust. Might as well, I'm not even going to throw numbers out there. The upper crust paying more, well, paying what they owe. Not more than they owe, but what they owe, because they haven't been. And about, like, as far as social reform and, you know, about how minimum wage should be raised and all that shit. But my whole thing is, like, I haven't heard anything. Because I've seen memes about this. I'm like, no, like, let me go back and see if I can find anything. And I can't. Only thing I know about Hillary Clinton is that I should be a president because I'm a woman. And there's nothing against women. But I'm like, that's the loudest thing I've heard from anybody that's for Hillary Clinton. And that's really depressing. Because I've seen a lot of women, you know, liberal friends I have on social media post just about Sanders, you know, feel the burn 2K16 and shit like that.
It's always good to have a slogan.
Yeah, it's a solid slogan. I like it. But except for, you know, that might be, it could be taken out of context wholeheartedly. You don't want to feel the burn next day. Hey,
Hillary felt the burn.
Damn dog. But the biggest thing that I've like gathered from this whole fucking debate was that Senator Sanders didn't do like, oh, people like he defeated her, he wrecked her shit, so on and so forth.
I mean, like, no, somebody came on CNN and went, finish her.
Yeah, no, nothing.
He
like
pulled
that.
Off his head and it was a skull.
Yeah, no, it was all about like a bunch of the memes I've seen were written around everyone saying, oh, I have this many kids and I'm a parent and I have this many kids, you know, I'm a mother. And then it goes to Bernie Sanders. We need to fucking restructure politics because we need to get the corporations from contributing to your politics and buying political elections. I'm like, well, damn, like that's some real shit. Like, I don't even like, honestly, I don't give a shit about Bernie Sanders as a person. I don't. I care about him as a politician.
Well, that's the thing. That's what we should care about is how they're going to lead the country, not this motherfucker rear a child like nobody business.
Yeah, like I don't give a shit about that. I'm like, I'm not your child. Like, I'm going to be someone who elected you into office. I care more about that shit. Like, the thing with goddamn motherfucking Donald Trump, like all over the place. I can't talk about politics without bringing up Trump, but everything he brings up is really like, God, I hate saying this. It's really baseless and just very sensationalist. And I'm like, dude, you're not saying, you just
he loves not answering questions.
Yeah.
He is a judo master at not answering the question.
Nigga can bob and weave with the best of them. And it's like, it's not like, oh, I hate him because he's a Republican. I hate him because, you know, I'm a Democrat. Like, dude, I'm not even third party. I'm just a guy with his own political views. That's
the thing. Don't matter what your political affiliation is, we can all unite in saying Trump is a dumbass.
No.
No, because
Check this out. There's a girl in my class, and she is a studio arts major, and she is conservative. Figure that shit out. One. Two, she loves her some Donald Trump. And we briefly mentioned politics, and she was like, well, I like Trump. And I'm like, why? And then it turned into, but I'm going to 7-Eleven, you know, if you want some taquitos. And I'm like, well, I mean, bitch, if you're going to buy me some taquitos, that's what's up. And she comes back, hands me taquitos. She was like, see, you can't be mad I like Trump now because I got your taquitos. I'm like, and that's what pretty much puts that shit in a nutshell of how I know you like Donald Trump. You're like, you can't hate me for liking this person because I bought you something. And I'm like, that.
That's like politics in general.
Yeah, that pretty much like summed it up.
You know, I got this, there's like a, I don't know if I told you about this. There's actually in the neighborhood by the grocery store, someone's got a damn rebel flag with a Jolly Rogers on it.
Oh my God, why, Lord?
I don't know how I feel about that.
It's like, dude, I love me some Pirates, but man, you fucked it up. You fucked it up raw.
That's Pirates of the Georgia Plains.
But the
goddamn bass boat with a plank.
Boy gonna walk the damn plank. You heard?
God, clean and scrub the damn deck.
Do you know damn what it got all the black people to swap the deck, dog? Come on now.
Damn it, it don't. I know they call it a poop deck, but you ain't got shit on it.
But yeah, man, like, it's really weird to hear anybody say they like Trump, because it's never anything good following it. It's never something like, and I've talked to this person on multiple occasions about, like, I'm trying to like figure out why they like Trump. And the only thing I can get out of it was, I'm a conservative, so I have to like him. That's the kind of response I always get. I'm like, no, you don't.
I'm a Democrat. I have to like Hillary.
Yeah. That's like saying, friggin', I'm black, I gotta like every form of rap music. Nah, son. It's not even about being special or unique. It's like, you don't have to if you don't like it, man. Like, if you don't like some shit, just because, like, I swear to God, this person was straight up brought up staunchly Republican and shit in their household, because they're young. They're like all of 18, 19 years old. Yeah. And I'm like, you don't get it. And like the other big thing that popped up on social media today was that somebody tried to argue against raising minimum wage because, and this blew my goddamn mind, kids should not be able to afford to pay for housing or buy a car when they're in high school.
Yeah, but they're not going to get full-time hours, so it doesn't matter.
Exactly.
No, but like, there are effects that people don't think about when it comes to raising the minimum wage. Like, I remember when it went up the last time, that meant, all right, fine. Y'all gonna get paid more, but y'all gonna get less hours.
Yep.
And everything fucking went up.
No. Here's the funny thing with that, about everything going up. And this is some shit I'm always prepared to talk about. Prepared to stand my ground, you know, as if I had a weapon or some shit. topical. My thing is, like, not even my thing. There are rules and legislation in place for inflation. You cannot overnight raise shit, except for gas prices. You know,
yeah, but see, here's the thing. When gas prices go up,
everything goes up.
But when gas prices go down,
shit still stays the same. Yes. But everyone assumes it's like, oh, everything's going to fucking go through the roof. I'm like, no, that's not how this works. That's not how any of this shit works. And like, the other funny thing is,
the staffing thing is a very...
Oh, no, the staffing thing is some bullshit. That's just dick move from the fucking employers. And that shit is not going to change, because there's nothing written in stone that says that you can't cut your motherfuckers' hours because you're a tightwad. There's nothing that says that shit.
Just like when the whole Affordable Health Care Act thing came out.
Oh, those motherfuckers. When I read about the shit that employers were pulling, I'm like, bruh. It's like, oh, so now we're not going to pay for your shit. Even though it's cheaper for an employer to pay for insurance than it is to cut people's hours so they can't get fucking health care. It's stupid. Like, it's a very, like, nickel and dime move that you're not even going to see a nickel on the fucking
bottom line.
Yeah, on the bottom line. It's just a dick move because it sound real good on paper to cheat somebody to save you a few pennies. Yes. If you can even do that. But the thing was, as far as like increasing pay rate, like pay rank, some people, not pay rank, I'm not military anymore, increasing salaries, because everyone is afraid of either cost of living going up, which is bullshit, or my favorite, but I get paid $12 an hour now. So you mean tell me somebody working fast food is gonna get paid more than me? I'm like, if it happens, yes. But your employers aren't jackasses. They're not gonna lose out on their workforces. Hey, we're not talking about shipyard. We're not just talking about the shipyard here.
Well, no, this is
overall, when minimum wage goes up, everybody has to go up, or else people do this shit. Oh, you paying me $9 an hour to stay here 40 plus hours a week, and I can go flip some burgers for $15 an hour? Fuck yeah, I'm out this bitch. Because they don't want that to happen. Because you cannot get a skilled workforce from out of nowhere. They have to increase their wages. Unless they're a shipyard. And they don't, like, well, where the fuck are you going to go work and get paid consistent, like, get consistent hours a week? That's the thing. That's why I know the shipyard, like, holds their sway. Is like, well, look, we may not be the best place to work, but you always going to get your hours if you're hired here. As long as we don't fire you first. Like, that's the shipyard's claim to fame, in my opinion, is that, like, you always get your hours, you know what I mean? Or they'll compensate you. And I just kicked the shit out of my mic. My bad, listeners. But I just, it's really, like, daunting and strange coming from the military. Like, okay, I get paid first 15th, you know, like, I get my housing allowance and all this other good shit, some good money or whatever. But at the end of the day, one of the funniest things to me was the fact that everyone that saw me get out of the military, they were like, oh, well, how are you going to live? I'm like, what the fuck you mean how I'm going to live? I'm going to school. It's a GI Bill. Getting out for a reason. They're like, oh, well, you know, I'm not going to get out unless I'm making $45K a year. And I'm like, but what the fuck you need $45K a year for? Like, these are E3, between E3 and E5 motherfuckers, you know, just single dudes, single girls, whatever. And I'm like, why do you need $45,000? Like, well, I mean, you know, it's expensive living out there. I'm like, all right, peep. And by peep, I mean listen or look at my lips while I'm talking. My rent was $600 a month for a one-bedroom apartment. I was married at the time. And my car payment was like $400. My insurance was $150-something. Like, bills, like, credit cards, other shit. Like, basically, it totaled out to me paying about $1,300 to live a month, not counting groceries and gas. And I was getting paid roughly monthly about $2,400-$2,500. Mm-hmm. And people are like, oh, well, that doesn't seem like that much money to live. I'm like, nigga, it costs like $200-$300 for groceries. That's not that bad. Like, and for gas, if I, like, run the streets after work, being in the Navy, like, that's still what a four banger at the time, good old 2010, 2011, I think it cost me like $28 to fill up. So that's, if I burned out gas in a week, like, that's still $100 a month. I'm like, why the fuck can't you live off? And like, that's basically saying 20 grand, like $28,000 to $30,000 a year. I'm like, why the fuck can't you live off that? And people are like, oh, well, just $30,000 doesn't seem like a lot. And I'm like, to who? I'm like,
I mean, it depends on what area you live in.
No, I mean, like, we were just talking locally. Like, we're just talking locally. And I'm like, dude, my apartment, like, even if I moved up in an apartment, like, to somewhere where, like, I didn't have central air, like, I skimmed on a lot of shit.
Yeah.
Like, if I got central air somewhere, one bedroom apartment, decent place, it would have been $800 for rent, not counting utilities. Yeah. And people were still like, oh, man, like, that's still, like, a lot of money. I'm like, I had a $400 car payment, and I could still ball out of control. Nigga, I was buying shit, losing my damn mind just because I could. I bought 5 magazines a month off the shelves because I could. I have nothing better to do with my money.
Why the fuck didn't you subscribe?
Because I'm a lazy piece of shit. And I was like, well, I can just, it gives me a reason to leave the ship. So, but the big thing was, people, the main takeaway for the whole, like, presidential alluding to fucking minimum wage payment thing is that if you can't survive off between $30,000 and $35,000 by yourself, that's a fucking problem. Because you're making $30,000 to $35,000, that means your employer should be funding your insurance. And if you're getting affordable health care shit, it should be no more than $200. I looked up insurance for me and my spouse before I got out, and it would have been with emergency room visits, because that's the one that puts your shit over the top. Mm-hmm. We would have been paying out of pocket $230. And after affordable health care, it was $160 for both of us.
Damn.
Yeah.
What the fuck was that through? I went to the wrong, I got my girl the wrong damn insurance.
I mean, granted, both of us didn't have any real, like, pre-existing shit and all this other shit, whatever. Yeah. But, like, it was really, like, because I researched all this shit. I didn't just get out because I was bitter and mad at the man. I was like, no, I can actually survive on my own while I'm going to school to the penny. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I know I can do it. And it sucked. You know, I've been broke a few times, whatever, you know, but most Americans are broke fucking 60% of the time. So I don't understand, like, the whole, like, uproar and people like, oh, like, raising minimum wage is going to make everyone broke. I'm like, no, economics. Fuck, supply and demand. You increase fucking people's pay, that's more disposable income to buy more shit. You gotta make more shit, so you have to have more job. You have to have more people to make more shit or to move more shit.
Except when they make everything off season.
That's the funniest part, because that shit is about to go up. That to get shit imported, that's about to make a fucking big ass round turn, which is terrifying to think, because, you know, good old Amazon, you can order any everything from everywhere. But if
imports delivered by a drone.
Mm-hmm. If you get imports, if imports do go up, like it's been looking the past few years, you're going to start having to fucking get some real Made in USA shit going. But it's just really sad. Like a lot of people our age and a little bit younger, they're under that assumption that like, oh, I need $40K a year to live, or like, or I need fucking like, or I can't survive off minimum wage, which is bullshit, because definition of minimum wage is enough to support oneself, not enough to fucking give a high school kid so they feel like they're accomplishing some shit with their life and getting some kind of independence. No, minimum wage is supposed to be to afford living. That's why our fucking, we never hear from our uncles and aunts that went to college. They're like, oh, I'm so broke from school. They're like, oh, I worked my way through school. Because one, college was cheap as shit back then. And two, bigger part is that minimum wage actually afforded you to have a one bedroom. Minimum wage used to be for a one bedroom apartment and a car payment. That was minimum wage supposedly for one person.
Yeah.
But then they stopped doing cost of living adjustments and they stopped raising minimum wage because they fucking demonized that shit to where we grew up with, being that, oh no, man, you shouldn't be flipping burgers for fucking for a living, or you shouldn't be a waitress for a living. That's an in-between job. That's some shit you do when you're down on hard times or it's your first job type shit. No. Minimum wage is supposed to be minimally for you to live. Not ball out of control, but just for you to fucking live. Yeah, I think I ran my mouth enough about that shit. I think y'all get it.
they got a hardcore.
So, you got anything you want to add to that? I think that was a solid fucking, damn, that was a solid 20, 30 minutes of me bitching.
Yes, it was.
I win.
You won the debate?
I won the debate.
I want to get back on that.
On the debate?
Is there somebody that's got like a little like abacus, like keeping score, like,
oh. No, that's the fucked up part. Go ahead. Sorry, because I know this is your part. This is what you like, want to chime in on.
They won the debate. How the fuck do you quantify that? Do they take home a nice little plaque? You know, a nice little gift card to the Red Lobster?
I think to win, I'm doing finger quotes right here, the debate is more of the listeners of whatever group they're pulling from agree with you at for most of the show. And most people agree with Sanders for most of the show across the board. But then when they put it to CNN, they were like, ah, oh, our girl won, destroyed him. I'm like, and there it wasn't like, oh, it was close. So you could be like, well, you know what? Maybe they're right. No, we're talking like 50% plus like difference between their results and public poll results. Yeah, in real world. I'm like, it's not a good look, man. You can't play that game.
Yeah, but if you didn't know where your politician stood before the debate, you know, is that really your boy?
Exactly.
Old girl, since we're in a brave new, since we're in a brave new world. You know, like, you know, I really thought Hillary was like, really, this, she was my down ass chick. But, you know, I saw her on this debate and, you know, she done did me wrong. You know what? I think I am feeling the burn.
Oh, shit.
I mean,
oh, shit.
Who's that person? I mean, with like the Republican base, you knew Trump was going to say something stupid. You was TiVoing that shit so you can make gifts out of it.
Oh, yes. Yes, God.
The best thing Donald Trump could do is just stop talking. Although, like, to be fair, people made a big deal by him telling the guy to go back to Univision. The motherfucker did work at Univision, though. It's like, that's like saying, go back to flipping burgers at McDonald's. I mean, yeah, that is what I do.
That's what I do,
but I still feel hurt by that.
Yeah, that cut me deep, dog. Come on, man. Like, I don't know. With Trump, the funniest thing with Trump is there's no way he should feasibly be anyone's candidate. But like, be it nationally or locally, he should be one's candidate.
But, like, and what's really got me to thinking is,
Like, how much better could he be doing if he just stopped saying dumb shit? Or is his dumb shit the reason he's ahead?
It's his dumb shit the reason he's ahead because there's...
He speaks to me. I don't like Mexicans either.
He's sensationalist. Like, he is that super far right that people, like, can be like, well, beyond a shadow of a doubt, if I identify with this dude, you know I'm fucking conservative Republican. Ain't no wiggle room or guesswork.
You know what I want to see?
What?
I totally want to see him come out with a rebel flag tie.
Oh, my God. If he did, that's it. Dude, we are so fucked if he fucking... Oh. Like, you know damn well the Deep South is all about some Trump. You know damn well.
Hey, like, he's going to be giving a press conference one day, and he's just going to turn around. He's got fucking Duck Dynasty embroidered on the back of his suit jacket.
Mm-hmm. I think I wouldn't put it past him. I would not put it past him. I wouldn't even be... That's the saddest part. He's so over the top, I wouldn't be surprised. If somebody's like, yo, Trump had a rebel flag tie and a Duck Dynasty embroidered on the back of his suit jacket.
You're like, that sounds about right.
Yeah, that's Donald Trump right there, man. Like, you just hate him or love him. I don't love him. So, like, it's not even like I'm a hateful dude toward him. I'm just like,
well,
he makes
it too easy because he just says the most ignorant shit.
He's a fucking cartoon character and or... movie villain.
It's like, you don't have to draw political cartoons. Just fucking draw still lifes.
Yeah, just screen cap them. Like, that's, and put a quote from them, and it's not even anything outlandish. Just quote them.
Not embellished. Just real quotes.
Yeah.
Man was made for Tumblr.
Exactly, dude. That's all I see from him on Tumblr. It's just, shit is like, this is what he really said. I'm like, bruh. Like, for some shit, some funny shit I see about Sanders is always like, something taken out of context or like something just like severely embellished. And I'm like, dude, like, you got to want it to like tear him down. But for Trump, it's like
new game coming soon. Donald Trump quote or Bond villain.
Oh, my God. We need to do that next show. I want it. I want it. Actually, at Comic-Con, New York Comic-Con, they had I'm going to have to post a link for this because I remember this because I need to watch. This will make me watch it. They had villains read Donald Trump quotes in their in the villain costumes at New York Comic Con.
You look like a pit bull.
Like, thank you, Skeletor. But
I don't like Rosie O'Donnell either. I once saw her dressed up like He-Man.
What?
She pulled her sword.
No, stop, stop. But. No, man.
She's He-Man and Battle Cat rolled into one.
You leave Rosie O'Donnell alone. She ain't doing nothing.
Fuck
nobody.
Her.
What? She ain't doing nothing nobody, man. She ain't doing nobody.
Fucking pretending she had a bone on for Tom Cruise. She throwing them koosh balls like, I really like pussy.
Is that? Have you not been able to let this go for like almost 10 years? Have you not been able to let it go?
I'm pretty sure this is longer than 10 years ago.
Jesus Christ, dude.
Because 10 years ago, she was on The View. So
true.
Her own TV show would have been like 20 years ago.
Shit, you're right. God, we're old. And on that note, we're going to throw to my song. Speaking of we're old, it's
from 1998.
1998, my dude, Uncle. Serenade him. This is actually...
Even when you're on fire,
Back at the end. We ain't gonna do no third shot for y'all. No fun and games. All business in the studio today.
Yes.
Cause my nigga gotta work cause he got a job and shit. Yes. Oh shit.
The hell was that?
That was hot. Keep it. Fucking keep it.
Look at that. Bang.
But yeah, thank you guys for listening. Sorry, we shifted to biweekly because we like a girl on third base right now.
We about to delete gratification.
Exactly. So wrap it up.
One time for team blowing, guys. I mean blowing it.
Blowing it. Team blowing it.
Yes.
Woo.
Cool captains.
Hold it down.
Anywho. You know, we keep throwing out this Twitter, but we ain't got no followers, so.
I know, man. Follow us on Twitter, dog. Real talk.
I know we don't post much, but.
I mean, they like us on Facebook, so I mean, on the book face.
Yes. And share it with your friends.
Share it around. We ain't trying to, like, get more listeners. We're just like, you know what? You know, we some funny motherfuckers.
We just try to pretend people like us alone. We need a little bit of self-esteem now. Maybe a little confidence boost.
You know what I'm saying? A little bit. You know what I'm saying? I'm feeling down. I'm a bit goth, you know? It's all doom and gloom.
And I'm going to throw the email out, even though we don't get no emails. But if you'd like to be a guest on the show and you have a nice talent that could be captured audibly, I don't give a damn if you can juggle because you can't put that shit on a podcast.
Fuckers.
ain't no damn juggling podcast anyway. We ain't the official juggling podcast of 757 yet.
We could be.
It's coming. But anywho, ec3cast@gmail.com. That Twitter is what?
Twitter.com/ec3cast.
Facebook.com/ec3cast. Find us on the iTunes if you're not listening to us currently through iTunes, and maybe the show will actually update there.
Woo!
Look for EC3Cast or Expensive Cheese Cheap Cracker. We on the Stitcher. All the links are on the website, EC3Cast.com.
All our social media is Wicked Child or Dosh Truffin.
Spelled WICKIDCHYLD.
Spelled DASTROOFEN.
So I believe that about wraps up the show, don't it?
Yep. You gotta do your thing, man.
Gotta do my thing, show to do your thing. So, for Dosh Truffin, this is Wicked Child saying, love life, love yourself.
Love Jell-O. We out, bitches. Bye.